I'm very happy to give today this seminar, which will have a very practical orientation.
Hare Krishna, jako sam srećan da danas mogu da dam ovaj seminar koji će imati veoma praktičnu orijentaciju.
Yes. We spoke about the power of blessing as a power which is even more essential in our spiritual life than our own endeavors.
Mi smo govorili o moći blagoslova koja je moćnija u našem duhovnom životu od našeg sopstvenog napora.
And we said that in order to receive blessings we need to come into the position of deep felt humility.
I mi smo rekli da bismo mogli da primimo blagoslove, moramo doći u položaj u kome ćemo duboko osjetiti poniznost.
Now, in practical life, we find out that our humility becomes challenged severely at the time when we are criticized.
A u našem svakodnevnom životu mi možemo primetiti da naša poniznost može biti opasno izazvana onda kada smo mi kritikovani.
And more, criticism which we receive is something which very often unsettles and disturbs us very much.
A također i ta kritika koju primimo jako često nas pomeri sa mesta i uznemiri nas.
If it would be just criticism by the outside world, we most probably wouldn't mind so much.
I ako bi to bila samo neka kritika koja bi dolazila iz spoljašnjeg sveta, onda mi ne bismo obraćali mnogo pažnje na to.
If a person whom we, for instance, if a person whom we cannot respect because he is an unwashed, uncultured idiot, then if he criticizes us, we say, Haribol!
I onda ako bi jedna osoba koja onako neoprana, nekulturna, ako bi nas ona kritikovala, onda bismo mi samo rekli Haribol.
But the moment someone who is close to us, whom we respect, who's maybe near to us, because he belongs to the same spiritual community, criticizes us, we become very disturbed and maybe very insecure.
Ali kada ta kritika dolazi od nekoga koji pripada istom duhovnom krugu kome i mi pripadamo, onda mi postanemo jako uznemireni i nesigurni.
Most of us have experienced that criticism by someone who is close to us is often more painful than a pointed spear thrown into our heart.
I mi smo često mogli da iskusimo da je kritika nekog ko nam je blizak bolnija od zaoštrenog koplja koje bi došlo u naše srce.
Especially when someone whom we think does not understand what we are going through is criticizing us. It can sometimes make us immobile and force us to leave the spiritual movement which is so dear to us.
I onda specijalno ako ta kritika dolazi od nekoga za koga mi smatramo da on ne razume kroz šta mi prolazimo, i onda u takvoj situaciji to nas čak može naterati da napustimo duhovni pokret koji nam je tako drag.
Around the inner core of the Hare Krishna movement there is a whole belt of people who feel not properly respected, maybe not probably acknowledged, and therefore have become distant to us.
I oko tog, oko te unutrašnje srži našeg pokreta postoji čitav jedan kao pojas ljudi koji se ne osjećaju dovoljno poštovanim i koji osjećaju da im nije odato dovoljno priznanja, i zato su oni na neki način povučeni.
Most of the time when we are criticized we feel the need to defend ourselves, or we just go into a corner and lick our wounds.
I jako često kada smo kritikovani mi osjećamo potrebu da se udaljimo i odemo u neki ugao i tamo ližemo svoje rane.
Both of these reactions are not very mature, and we will hear now a mature reaction.
a oba načina reagovanja nisu jako zrela i sada ćemo čuti kakav je taj način reagovanja koji jeste zreo.
The Mahabharata says in the Shantipava, if you can remain tolerant and not when you are criticized and not become angry, you certainly attain the pious credits of the person who criticizes you.
I u Mahabharati možemo čuti tu tvrdnju da ako osoba može da ostane tolerantna onda kada je kritikovana i da ne postane ljuta, onda će definitivno dobiti sve pobožne kredite osobe koja ju je kritikovala.
For instance, the devotee Maha Sankarshan criticizes me.
Naprimjer, jedan bhakta Maha Sankarshan, on me kritikuje.
Sachinandan Swami, you are a very arrogant Swami.
Sachinandan Swami, ti si jedan veoma arogantan Swami.
Now my natural reaction was, why do you say this? I tried to be so humble.
I onda moja prirodna reakcija će biti, ali zašto mi ti to kažeš? Ja se toliko trudim da budem ponizan.
However, the Mahabharata says, if I can remain tolerant, Maha Sankarshan's bhakti sukritis, his good points, so to say, are transferred to me.
Ali Mahabharata kaže da ako ja ostanem tolerantan, onda će sve te dobre odlike Maha Sankarshana, ta njegova bhakti sukriti, preći na mene.
My dear devotees, if you can remain a little bit tolerant, you will actually see that so many good qualities come to you.
Moji dragi bhakti, ako možete da ostanete tolerantni, onda ćete vidjeti kako će tako puno dobrih kvaliteta preći na vas.
And it is said by this tolerance, this austerity of being tolerant, the sinful reactions which are still in your heart are leaving the heart and going to that person who criticizes you.
A također je rečeno da tim činom tolerancije te neke grešne reakcije koje još uvijek postoje u vašem srcu jednostavno će vas napustiti i preći će upravo na tu osobu koja vas je kritikovala.
Vidura explained once to Dhritarashtra the very subtle laws of problematic human interactions.
I jednom je Vidura objasnio Dhritarashtri te jako suptilne zakone ljudskih odnosa.
He said ignorant people always try to hurt others.
I on je rekao da ljudi u neznanju uvek pokušavaju da povrede druge ljude.
And they sometimes even try to hurt the wise people.
A neka čak pokušavaju da povrede i mudre osobe.
By malice and backbiting.
Time što su zlobni i što uzvraćaju loši.
Backbiting means that if I talk behind someone's back about his bad qualities, a sport which is often practiced in the Balkan areas.
A ova druga poenta je bila u stvari kada pričamo o nekome loše stvari njemu iza leđa i to je jedna praksa koja se dosta ovdje upražnjava na balkanskom području.
Yes, by doing this critic, the critic takes upon him the load of the wise man's sin.
Ali čineći ovu kritiku, taj kritičar preuzima na sebe taj težak teret grehova onoga koga je kritikovao, mudre osobe.
Have you ever noticed that someone who is very critical about something or another person, after some time will develop those very qualities which he criticizes in others?
I da li ste nekada primetili da osoba koja je jako kritična prema nekim postupcima drugih ljudi, da će on nakon nekog vremena razviti upravo te iste odlike koje je kritikovao kod drugih?
I have often seen that the bad qualities which you see in others and which you talk about take shelter in your heart.
A ja sam jako često video da te loše osobine koje vi vidite kod drugih i o kojima pričate uzmu utočište upravo u vašem srcu.
In Germany we have a very strong female movement für die Gleichstellung der Geschlechter, how do you say, emancipational movement.
I u Njemačkoj imamo jedan jako snažan pokret žena koji se bori za emancipaciju žena.
And these ladies criticized the men for being groovy, often violent, ignorant and exploitive.
I onda taj pokret žena, on jako često kritikuje muškarce da su oni nasilni, da su grubi, da su u neznanju i da jako često iskorišćavaju žene.
And they write newspapers about it.
I onda oni pišu u novinama o tome.
And most probably they are right in some cases.
I vrlo je verovatno da su u nekim slučajima oni u pravu.
But I have seen that these ladies also become groovy. And impossible to talk with, and violent and everything.
Ali ja sam takođe video da te iste žene postanu takođe grube i nasilne i da sa njima nemoguće pričati.
I have also seen that in our movement for Krishna consciousness many devotees criticize the leaders.
I ja sam takođe primetio da u našem pokretu svesnosti Krišne mnogi bhakte kritikuju one koji nas predvode.
For mistakes, and they are properly, they are right in many cases.
A oni ih kritikuju zbog grešaka i verovatno je da su jako često u pravu.
But because they just talk only and they talk so much about these negative things, they develop negativity in their own hearts.
Ali upravo zbog toga što tako jako puno pričaju o tim negativnim stvarima, onda oni razvijaju negativnost u svom sopstvenom srcu.
You can make an experiment, or better you don't make it.
Možete da napravite jedan eksperiment, ali u stvari bolje da ga ne napravite.
By the way, I think every one of you has done this experiment many times already.
I u ostalom ja mislim da su mnogi od vas već napravili taj eksperiment mnogo puta.
When you talk about the things others don't do well.
Kada pričate o stvarima koje drugi ne čine dobro,
you can immediately see how the energy in the in your meeting goes just down.
Onda možete odmah primetiti kako se u tom vašem susretu energija jednostavno spušta na dole.
There are even experiments on please help me, Radha Kripa. Kinesiologiji.
I takođe postoje eksperimenti u kinesiologiji.
The person is asked, think about something very pleasant.
I tada zamolimo osobu da misli o nečemu što je jako prijatno.
And then another person pushes his arm down.
I onda druga osoba gura njegovu ruku na dole.
And then the second experiment comes.
A onda dolazi na red drugi eksperiment.
Think about how the Englishmen have killed 250 Indians in Amritsar.
A sada razmišljaj o tome kako su Englezi ubili 250 Indijanaca u Americi.
And then again. Amritsar.
Sorry.
No problem. Think about some killing.
Znači razmišljaj o nekom ubijanju.
And then the same person's hand is pushed down and it is much much easier to push his hand down.
I onda ta druga osoba opet spušta ruku koja je dignuta i u ovom slučaju je mnogo mnogo lakše da se ruka spusti.
Because he doesn't have so much energy.
Zato što osoba koja je podigla ruku nema tako puno energije.
No person can concentrate his attention on evil or even the idea of evil and remain unaffected by evil.
Nijedna osoba ne može da se skoncentriše na zlo ili čak na samu ideju o zlu i da u isto vreme ostane nedodirnuta time.
When you think about other people's bad qualities, you are haunted by these bad qualities which come to you almost like ghosts who are attracted to some filthy place.
I onda kada razmišljate o tuđim lošim kvalitetama, onda te loše osobine vas progone poput duhova koji su privučeni prljavim mestom.
And the very qualities which you despise in your enemies, they are now in your own heart.
A te iste osobine koje vi prezirete u vašim neprijateljima su sada u vašem srcu.
This is a very important point for the devotees to understand.
I ovo je jako važna poenta za bhakte da je shvate.
When you think all the time about how bad the karmis are.
Kada sve vreme mislite o tome kako su karmi grozni.
And see movies about slaughterhouses to understand how absolutely bad it is to slaughter cows.
I kada gledate filmove o klanicama, kako biste shvatili kako je apsolutno odvratno ubijati krave?
Or if you think how bad the material world is.
Ili kada mislite o tome kako je odvratan ovaj materijalni svet.
All you invite all the negativity to take place in your heart.
Onda vi pozivate svu negativnost da se nastani u vašem srcu.
You give the best place which you have, your heart, to negativity.
I vi dajete to najbolje mesto koje imate, svoje srce, negativnosti.
And you will lose all your spiritual strength.
I onda ćete izgubiti svu svoju duhovnu snagu.
I have seen in our movement we have internet now.
I da, ja sam video u našem pokretu sada imamo internet.
Everything which is bad at any part of the universe can easily be seen in internet.
I sve što je loše u bilo kom delu sveta sada može biti jako lako viđeno na internetu.
The exit of the many people have an internet right going into their brain.
I mnogi ljudi imaju internet koji ulazi pravo u njihov mozak.
The Karmis have developed also this newspaper, everything bad. If he was beating his wife in Glinice, some Croatian name, no? You can know it in the newspaper.
I onda sada imamo i ove novine gde se objavljuju sve ružne stvari, tako da ako je neka osoba negde u Hrvatskoj prebila svoju ženu, onda ćete vi to čitati u novinama.
And this way people are slowly their brains are darkened.
I onda na taj način ljudski mozgovi su polako i polako sve mračniji i mračniji.
Their life is becoming ineffective. They don't have any energy to do something to change their lives for the better.
I onda život tih ljudi postaje tako neefektivan i oni nemaju energije da promene svoj život na bolje.
So when someone criticizes you,
tako da kada vas neko kritikuje,
you should know that he takes away your bad karma.
Vi bi trebalo da znate da on u stvari uzima vašu lošu karmu.
He is your best friend.
I on je vaš najbolji prijatelj.
Because he thinks about your bad qualities.
Zato što on tada razmišlja o vašim lošim osobinama.
And in this way he takes on your sins.
Na taj način on uzima vaše grehe.
And when you forgive this person who criticizes you.
A kada vi oprostite toj osobi koja vas kritikuje,
you bacate by this forgiveness your bad karma away.
Vi bacite tim opraštanjem svoju lošu karmu daleko od sebe.
This is a total new paradigm.
I ovo je totalno nova paradigma.
Try to apply it.
I probajte da je primenite.
Never criticize, you know, when it's not necessary, don't criticize.
Znači kada nije neophodno, nemojte da kritikujete.
When you are criticized, learn to tolerate the dishonor.
A kada ste vi ti koji ste kritikovani, onda naučite da podnesete tu nečast.
When you learn tolerance, this is a statement from Lord Krishna, then you will happily sleep.
A Krishna kaže da kada naučite da tolerišete takve kritike, onda ćete srećno spavati.
When you learn tolerance, you will happily wake up.
Kada se naučite toleranciji, onda ćete se srećno buditi.
And when you learn tolerance, you will happily move about.
I kada se naučite toleranciji, onda ćete se sretno kretati svuda.
But the person who insults you, his happiness in this life and the next life will go away.
Ali osoba koja vas vređa, njena sreća u ovom i u narednom životu će nestati.
My dear devotees, this is some practical exercise in humility.
Moji dragi bhakte, ovo je jedna praktična vežba u poniznosti.
See that the critic who comes into your life is sent by Krishna to take away your bad karma.
Vidite da je ta osoba koja vas kritikuje je poslana u vaš život od strane Krišne kako bi uzela vašu lošu karmu.
And don't build up your defense system like the American army.
I nemojte da izgradite svoj odbrambeni sistem poput američke armije.
Tolerirate.
Tolerišete.
Tolerišete, oh, sorry. I will tell you a story from Vrindavan.
Sada ću vam reći jednu priču iz Vrindavana.
Who of you has been in Keshigat?
Ko od vas je bio u Keshigat?
Have you seen the many boats before, who are there?
I da li ste videli puno brodova koji su tamo? Čamac.
You can rent such a boat for 20 rupees.
Možete da iznajmite takav čamac za 20 rupija.
But if you go with all the people over the Yamuna who come, the farmers, it costs only 50 paisa.
Ali ako idete zajedno sa svim tim ljudima koji prelaze preko Yamune, onda možete da platite samo 50 paisi.
Once there was such a boat full with people.
I jednom je bio takav čamac prepun ljudi.
In the midst of the Yamuna, it sprung leak. Do you understand this word? It sprung leak, that means a hole came in.
I onda na sred Yamune šta se desilo? Pojavila se rupa u čamcu.
Everyone was taking their baskets, and some had a hat like Dionysus, you know, and taking the water out.
I onda su svi uzimali što god su imali, svoje neke kante ili svoje kape poput ove koje ima Dionis, i onda su bacali tu vodu napolje.
There was only one sadhu who took the water from the Yamuna and took it back into the boat.
A bio je tu samo jedan sadu koji je uzimao vodu iz čamca i sipao je napolje. Koji je uzimao vodu iz Yamune i vraćao je u čamac.
After some time the people became aware of this.
I nakon nekog vremena ljudi su postali svesni toga.
And they asked him, what are you doing?
I onda su ga pitali, pa šta ti to radiš?
We are trying to throw the water out to have to not sink, and you are putting the water back in.
Mi pokušavamo da izbacimo vodu napolje kako ne bismo potonili, a ti vraćaš vodu natrag.
And the sadhu answered, I'm putting the water in in order to not go against Krishna's arrangement.
A onda je taj sadhu odgovorio, ja stavljam tu vodu nazad u čamac zato da ne idem protiv Krišninog aranžmana.
Krishna may have an arrangement that we have to swim today.
I Krishna možda ima aranžman da mi treba da plivamo danas.
And I want to respect Krishna's arrangement.
Ja želim da poštujem Krišnin aranžman.
So my dear devotees, when someone comes and criticizes you, that is Krishna's arrangement.
Moj dragi bhakte, kada neko dođe i kritikuje vas, to je Krišnin aranžman.
You are now purified from your sinful reaction and your dirty hearts.
I onda ste vi pročišćeni od svojih grešnih reakcija i svojih prljavih srca.
Why do you defend yourself and in this way go against Krishna's arrangement?
Zašto se vi branite i na taj način idete protiv Krišninog aranžmana?
Except very fallen soul.
Prihvatite to, ja sam veoma pala duša.
I'm making so many mistakes. I'm also very lusty and very bad heart.
Ja pravim tako puno grešaka, imam tako puno požude i tako loše srce.
This is good now. Some little pain is there which takes away some of these sinful reactions.
A ovo je dobro, sada je tu neki bol koji uzima neke grešne reakcije.
So there are examples of this tolerance in Prabhupada's life.
I postoje primjeri ovakve tolerancije u Šila Prabhupadovom životu.
I found this very deep, which I will tell you now.
I ovo što ću vam sada reći, našao sam da je jako duboko.
When Srila Prabhupada was in his little room in Radha Damodar, and six brahmanas came and totally criticized him.
I jednom Srila Prabhupada je bio u svojoj maloj sobi u Radha Damodar hramu i došlo je šest brahmana i oni su ga kompletno iskritikovali.
You have polluted our Hindu culture.
Ti si zagadio našu Hindu kulturu.
You, by accepting these westerners into and making them brahmana, you have totally gone against the Vedic culture.
Time što si prihvatio ove zapadnjake i načinio od njih brahmane, ti si potpuno uništio vedsku kulturu.
Normally Prabhupada would become like fire when he would hear this criticism of his devotees.
I obično Srila Prabhupada bi postao poput vatre kada bi čuo kritiku svojih bhakta.
But this time he very humbly folded his hands and just looked down.
Ali ovog puta on je samo ponizno sklopio ruke i pogledao na dole.
And more criticism was coming, yet more criticism, until these brahmanas yelled at him.
I onda je još više kritike došlo, još više kritike, dok na kraju ti brahmani nisu počeli da viču na njega.
Prabhupada just was silent and tolerated it.
A Prabhupada je samo bio čutljiv i sve to tolerisao.
More and more came. Više. Još. Yeah.
I onda je još više kritike došlo.
Finally they became more silent and more silent and more silent, because who can yell for 1.5 hours?
I onda su oni na kraju počeli da postaju sve tiši i tiši, jer na kraju krajeva ko može da viče neprestano sat i po vremena.
And then they paid their obeisances in India.
I onda su odali svoje poštovanje i
and left.
I otišli.
The devotees asked Prabhupada, why did you not speak out and defend the rights of your disciples to take Brahman initiation?
I onda su bhakti pitali Srila Prabhupada, ali zašto se ti nisi usprotivio i odbranio prava svojih učenika koji su učili, uzeli brahmansku inicijaciju?
Why were you so tolerant?
Zašto si bio toliko tolerantan?
Prabhupada said, because in a previous life I have hurt these people, and now by the laws of karma they came to hurt me back.
A Srila Prabhupada je odgovorio, zato što sam u prethodnom životu povredio ove ljude i sada po zakonu karme oni su došli da mi vrate tu povredu.
Now I'm even with these people and the karmic entanglement has stopped.
I sada smo se mi, sada je došlo do ravnoteže ta karma je završena.
My dear devotees, I think this is a significant point for you.
Moj dragi bhakti, ja mislim da je ovo jako značajna poenta za vas.
In the Balkan areas we are so sensitive.
Na ovom balkanskom području mi smo tako jako osjetljivi.
If someone even doesn't smile at us when we see him, we take it already into our sensitive heart, isn't it, Radha Kripa? Sometimes, yes, it can happen.
I čak ako nam se neko ni ne nasmeje kad nas vidi, mi već odmah uzimamo to tako teško, ono, ka srcu.
And this oversensitivity, it just kills us. Who can live like that?
I ta preosjetljivost nas jednostavno ubija, pa ko može da živi tako?
It is confirmed by the loud trumpeting signal of the melodious trumpeting of our Giridhari. Thank you, Giridhari.
I ovo je upravo potvrđeno jednim milozvučnim zvukom poput trube od našeg dragog Giridhari.
Yes, you have seen this correctly. Then the Bhagavatam, there is this very nice story how the childless king Chitraketu finally obtained a son.
I onda u Šrimad Bhagavatamu postoji ta priča o tome kako je kralj Chitraketu, koji nije mogao da ima dece, dobio sina.
This son was an enemy of his previous life, who wanted to give pain to him.
I taj njegov sin je u stvari bio njegov neprijatelj iz prošlog života koji se sada vratio kako bi mu zadao bol.
King Chitraketu had tried so many times to get a child, and he had, because all his wives couldn't give him a child, he had married something like so many wives, yes.
I kralj Chitraketu je toliko puta ponovo i ponovo pokušavao da dobije dete i zbog toga je oženio jako, jako puno kraljica.
And finally when he got a child, this child died and by his death gave him unexplainable, indescribable amount of pain.
I onda na kraju, kada se to dete pojavilo, onda je ono umrlo i tom svojom srću zadalo mu je neobjašnjivu, neopisivu bol.
Because by their karma they were connected.
Zato što su oni karmički bili povezani.
The enemy from the previous life became the son to continue to give him pain.
I taj neprijatelj iz prethodnog života je sada postao njegov sin kako bi nastavio da mu zadaje bol.
At such a time when you're receiving pain from someone, you should think maybe it's an old karmic relationship.
I onda kada se dešava da na taj način dobijate bol od nekoga, možete misliti kako je to samo neka stara karmička reakcija.
And by tolerating that pain, you become free from the karmic entanglement, whereas when you go against it and try to correct it and try to this and that and this reason and why and oh and don't you see my point, you and I now give you also pain, then you are continuing that unfortunate karmic entanglement.
I kada to tolerišete, onda se jednostavno oslobađate tog karmičkog zapleta.
It's already too.
Onda se oslobađate toga i znači ne reagujete na taj način da sada razmišljate zašto to, kako to, odakle je to došlo, pa šta sam ja radio, šta si ti uradio, i onda uzvratite nazad. Već i onda nam se opet sve to kreće iznova.
You translate very nicely today, Radhakrishna. So, learn forgiveness.
Naučite se opraštanju.
By forgiveness you detach you, now I also become infected by you. You detach yourself from all suffering.
I tim opraštanjem vi ćete se odvojiti od sve patnje.
In the Bhagavatam is this shloka, it comes in the 9th canto, 15th chapter, text 40. It says, once again, 9:15:40. It says, the duty of a brahmana is to culture the quality of forgiveness.
I onda u Šrimad Bhagavatamu 9:15:40 imamo tu izjavu da je u stvari u kulturi brahmane da se on nauči opraštanju.
This quality of forgiveness, the Bhagavatam says, it's illuminating like the sun.
I Bhagavatam kaže da ta osobina opraštanja, da je ona blistava poput sunca.
Don't think forgiveness is a passive thing, that, like someone is doing something unpleasant towards us and now you forgive and you don't act upon it, so it's very passive.
I nemojte misliti da je taj čin opraštanja nekakva pasivna stvar, znači neko vas uvredi i vi onda jednostavno to oprostite i ništa se tu ne desi, nije tako pasivno.
Proper forgiveness is extremely active.
Ispravno opraštanje je ekstremno aktivna stvar.
The Bhagavatam says it's illuminating like the sun. In other words, all the darkness in the relationship will go.
I Bhagavatam kaže da opraštanje obasjava poput sunca, što znači da će u odnosu nestati sva tama.
All the darkness of the karmic entanglement will leave you.
I sva tama te karmičke zapletenosti će vas napustiti.
But if you take to the process of revenge, it creates another karmic reaction. The other person will get back on you.
Ali ako se date na taj proces da se nekome osvetite, onda će se ta karma opet vratiti nazad i onda će se vratiti ka vama.
It says the supreme personality of Godhead, Hari or Gaudahari, is pleased with those who are forgiving.
Bhagavatam kaže da je svevišnja božanska ličnost Hari ili Gora Hari zadovoljan onima koji opraštaju.
And the son and then when Krishna is pleased with you, what is difficult to attain?
I onda kada je Krishna zadovoljan vama, šta je to što je teško za dostići?
Prabhupada comments by quoting Chanakya Pandit.
I Prabhupada daje ovdje komentar time što citira Chanakya Pandita.
Who says that different personalities become beautiful by different qualities.
Koji kaže da različite osobe postaju lepe pomoću svojih različitih kvaliteta.
He says the cuckoo bird, although very black, is beautiful because of its sweet voice.
I on kaže da kukavica, ptica koja je jako tamne boje, postaje lepa zbog svog slatkog glasa.
By what quality do you think does a woman become beautiful?
A pomoću koje kvaliteta, šta vi mislite, pomoću koje kvalitete žena može postati lepa?
Chastity and shyness and faithfulness to her husband.
Žena može postati lepa svojom čestitošću, svojom stidljivošću i svojom odanošću prema svom mužu.
By what quality do you think does an ugly person become beautiful?
A šta mislite, koji je kvalitet kojim ružna osoba može postati lepa?
Face lifting.
Operacija plastična lica.
Devotion to Krishna.
Predanost Krišni, znanje.
Wisdom.
Who mudrost.
Wisdom? Wisdom, yes. What? Clean heart.
Čisto honesty. Srce.
Nice behavior.
Lepim ponašanjem.
Is it?
Forgiveness.
Yes, you, all the things are correct, but Dina Dayal's is most correct. An ugly person becomes beautiful by developing knowledge. By becoming a learned scholar.
Svi ste vi u pravu, ali Dina Dayal ipak ima tu poentu da ružna osoba može postati lepa ako postane mudra osoba, učena.
And a brahmana or a person who acts on the spiritual platform becomes beautiful when he is forgiving.
A brahmana ili osoba koja deluje na tom duhovnom nivou, ona postaje lepa kada ima ta osobina opraštanja.
It's the exact opposite from what from the motto of the Spanish people.
I to je upravo suprotno od mota ljudi iz Španije.
In Spain you say ole ole. No, they say something else. You say revenge is a sweet dish best served cold.
U Španiji imaju tu izreku koja kaže da je osveta slatko jelo koje je najbolje kad je služeno hladno.
You know, in other words, when some time has gone.
A drugim rečima, kada je neko vreme već prošlo.
And you wait.
I vi čekate.
And then the Nitkov comes who did something to you half a year ago.
I onda dođe taj Nitkov koji je pre jedno pola godine učinio nešto nažao vama.
And you just throw a bucket of black paint into his face.
I onda vi samo bacite u njegovo lice čitavu kofu punu crne boje.
Revenge.
I kažete mu osveta.
Do you remember half a year ago?
Da li se sećaš pre samo pola godine?
You stole my sweets.
Ukrao si moje slatkiše.
Hare Krishna. So, yes, forgiving does not always mean to forget if someone did something impossible to you.
I opraštanje ne znači uvek zaboraviti ako vam je nešto, neko učinio nešto nažao.
Because maybe this person has a certain behavior pattern which will force him to again do something bad.
Zato što možda ta osoba ima odgovarajući obrazac u svom ponašanju koji će ga natjerati da vam opet učini nešto važno.
So it's good to sometimes know these people are a little difficult to deal with.
I onda je zato neophodno znati, aha, ovi ljudi sa njima je malo teško biti u kontaktu.
So it's all right to take your distance from them.
I onda je u redu ako se vi malo distancirate od njih.
But forgiving means to get the thing out of your mind.
Ali opraštanje znači da jednostavno uklonite te stvari iz svog uma.
All right, this is how you saw things according to your informations. I can understand you have this world view. Oh, Renu, I can understand and I forgive you.
I onda vi shvatite, aha, u redu, to je način na koji ti vidiš stvari zbog nekih informacija koje si dobio i to je neki tvoj stav i u redu.
On a higher level it can mean also that your view is probably right.
I na nekom višem nivou to može značiti da je vaš stav verovatno u redu.
It's only very different from my view.
Ali se samo jako razlikuje od mog stanovišta.
This world is a place where all different world views find place.
Ali u ovom svetu postoji mesta za sve različite za sva različita stanovišta, shvatanja.
If you want to experience blessings, you can't be a revengeful person.
I ako želite da iskusite blagoslove, onda ne možete biti osoba koja ima osvetoljubivu prirodu.
If you want to get and receive blessings, you can't have a heart full of negativity.
Ako želite da zadobijete blagoslove, onda ne možete imati srce koje je puno negativnosti.
When you want to receive blessings, you must prepare your heart with humility.
I kada želite da primite blagoslove, onda morate da pripremite svoje srce poniznošću.
Tomorrow I thought to give you some advices from the Shastras how to practice humility.
A sutradan sam namjeravao da vam dam neke savete iz Shastra kako da praktikujete poniznost.
And then the day after tomorrow I will describe where you can go to obtain blessings.
A onda dan nakon sutradan objasnit ću vam gdje možete da odete kako biste dobili blagoslove.
But I just notice maybe we have to do today how to practice humility, but I will now make a little pause to ask for your questions.
Sada ću napraviti malu pauzu kako bih vas pitao kako bih vas pitao da li imate neka pitanja.
Veera Chandra had one question. Nanda Dular, Mahaprabhu, our Matajis are here's one Matajis. Thank you. So these are the first four. Also I saw Rishabha is the fifth. We can go so far. And Atmabhu is the sixth. And yes, let me first ask you a question. It was an interesting new paradigm to learn, isn't it, when someone criticizes us? I found this very useful. He actually takes our bad karma, and whenever we criticize the bad qualities of the other person who go into our heart. Sure. Hare Kripa, would you mind to come here? Hare Kripa ji, if you sit here, we have where is your seat? Veera Chandra.
So you have advised us to tolerate the wrongdoings of the others and to remain undisturbed, and it's certainly a good advice. But
Ali, made you them, but I don't agree.
I fully agree, but why wouldn't I then transfer the same understanding to the wrongdoing? I'm into the pain I'm causing to the others. I may do something very stupid, or
I'm sorry. Please. I was unattentive.
So, why wouldn't I transfer the same understanding to the pain or insults I'm causing to the others? Why wouldn't I think that, well, this is what this is something that they had to suffer because that's anyway their karma, and I have nothing really to do with it, and they shouldn't feel offended. They shouldn't feel any pain in their hearts, because I'm just a vehicle of their karma.
Uh-huh.
Then I could very easily live with my wrongdoings.
Uh-huh. Because I'm only.
Yes. Because if I see the bad things done to me as a result of my karma, why wouldn't the bad things I'm doing to the others also result of their karma, and I could be absolved of any responsibility then?
I'm trying to. No. I first need to understand the question. This is now not something on criticism. This is on karma, isn't it? This is a slightly different subject, if I understand correctly.
Yes, but it's also connected with. I mean, if criticism causes pain.
Yeah.
And yes, then I can cause the same pain, either by criticizing or by doing something bad to somebody else. Now I'm confused also. It doesn't have to be a criticism necessarily, but I
think Kishori understands. Could you help? Or I mean, I'm very unintelligent.
Good morning. May I try once again?
Please. But please, I'm very. Simple man, I'm
You said that we should tolerate whatever happens to us. For example, let's say Duel Nitai, he said something bad to me, but I shouldn't take an offense. I should feel, well, that's what that's Krishna's mercy, because he's taking away my bad karma.
Yeah.
And then, but then I might think, why wouldn't I say to Maria something bad, or use her in some way, and then I can justify my behavior by thinking that's also what she has already deserved. I had nothing to do with it, really. Uh-huh. As in the case of Doyle Nitai's offense, which has nothing really to do with him, but it was my karmic reaction.
Yeah. I gave a little new perspective into this. See, if you criticize Maria, then you will suffer for that, because Maria's bad qualities will go to you. and if Maria can forgive you, her bad qualities will go even faster to you.
Yeah.
Really, this is a new perspective. In other words, it says we should not criticize if we don't want the bad qualities of someone else. We should not do something bad. It's a new concept. You are in the old concept that you have heard. If we take someone, if we whatever we do to someone is really his karma. That's also there on one level. But today I explained something else. The moment you, it says the ignorant person always backbites, always causes trouble to the wise man. And in this way, He takes whatever bad qualities are there in the wise man, it comes to him, and the wise man forgives the ignorant person, and in this way, very quickly, the last obstacles in his life are gone. It's a different thing from what you are talking about. You have objected to a lecture which was given 10 years ago on this subject, which didn't have this insight. Where maybe you have heard Hitler was justified in what he did because he only served the Jews the bad karma. The such lectures I have heard in this one. Everything is there. That I have not said today. I have said Hitler criticized the Jews and all the bad qualities of the Jews went to him. So no concept. It's complicated to translate, or it's possible? Short, yes.
Sad znači odgovor na to pitanje jeste da je
We you all ate too much prasadam. You are tired, brain dead.
Sad znači Viracandra Prabhu, on je pitao, dobro, sad ako drugi meni nanose bol i ja patim zbog toga, ali to je samo moja karma. Znači, to je, oni su samo instrument karme i oni su instrument Krišne. A sa druge strane, zašto onda ja ne bi isto tako mislio da kada ja nanosim bol nekome, ja sam isto samo instrument karme i da se ne osjećam loše zbog toga. To nema nikakve veze sa mnom. Šta imam s tim? To je samo Krišnina milost. A Guru Sachidananda Maharaj, on kaže da Viracandra Prabhu sad još uvek misli o nekom starom konceptu i daje pitanje na lekciju koja je data pre 10 godina, a to je bila ta lekcija da znači mi imamo neku karmu i svako zaslužuje svoju karmu i dobit će šta mu sledi i ne treba mnogo da se brine oko toga. Mislim da se uznemirava, to mu je to. A Guru Maharaj kaže sad poenta u ovoj današnjoj lekciji jeste da ako neko kritikujemo da ćemo dobiti sve njegove loše osobine i da je to taj novi uvid koji ranije nije bio toliko spominjan i da treba na to sada da se skoncentrišemo, da shvatimo. Ako neko kritikujemo, onda će sve njegove loše osobine doći nama, a naše dobre njemu.
Bravo! Bravo! Very good! Was it all right? Is it all right, Viracandra? Thank you very much for your... So who was the next? With the next? Nanda Dural. Prabhus, really, if we can tolerate the pains of material existence, you know, they will soon go away.
Pravu si, ako zaista možemo da tolerišemo bolove koje nam nanosi materialno postojanje, onda će taj bol uskoro nestati.
If we can just forgive others for, you know, for the things which they do out of ignorance, you know, this forgiveness is like the sun who clears away our material entanglement.
I ako samo možemo da oprostimo osobama koje nas povređuju iz neznanja, onda je to obraštanje poput sunca koje će nas lišiti svih zapletenosti.
And we will immediately detach ourselves from this complicated mesh and net of karmic reactions.
I onda ćemo se mi u istom trenutku odvojiti od te komplikovane mreže zapletavanja.
And we will fix our mind on what is most important.
I onda ćemo mi usresrediti svoj um na ono što je najvažnije.
Krišna!
Krišna!
Nanda Duran.
My question is about forgiving. I'm interested on which level of personality we have to forgive to somebody? Is it like an intellectual exercise that we are we have to understand, as you explained in the lecture, that this person has this conception according to his beliefs, and he did this in this way, and we are forgiving him in this way? Or it has to do something deep inside of us, within our heart, so to say, we have to forgive him. So,
On what, I understand. On yes. What level would you like to say it?
Moje pitanje u vezi opraštanja, znači na kojem nivou, da kažem, ličnosti nas mi treba zapravo da oprostimo. Da li je to kao neka intelektualna vežba, da samo jednostavno na nivou intelekta mi znamo ta osoba razmišlja na određeni način, ima određene koncepcije, zbog toga nam je to i to rekao i možda nas povredio i kritikovao, ili to treba da uradimo zaista na nivou srca, duboko u nama, da znamo. Also, is it connected with our level of realization?
No.
Da li je to povezano sa našim dubokim nivom realizacije?
It is really dependent on one's realization and stage in spiritual life.
I to zaista zavisi od toga kakve realizacije osoba ima i na kojem je ona nivou u svom životu.
I think it starts, forgiveness starts on an, you know, the level of intelligence.
Mislim da opraštanje započinje na nivou inteligencije.
We understand just you know, how the material world moves.
Da mi shvatimo kako se kreće materijalni svet.
And how people in this world move.
I kako se kreću ljudi u ovom materijalnom svetu.
For instance, you often find out the person who is aggressive to you is doing it mostly because of deep, deep rooted insecurities.
Na primjer, možete često vidjeti da osoba koja je jako agresivna prema vama, to u stvari radi zato što ima jako, jako duboko ukorenjenu nesigurnost.
The greatest aggressor is usually the one who has the most fear.
Najveći agresori su obično oni koji imaju najviše straha.
So you understand that and you think the poor person.
I onda vi to jednostavno razumete i mislite jadna osoba.
Now on a deeper level that takes to go to the heart level, that takes maturity.
A na nekom dubljem nivou to mora doći do srca, a to zahteva određenu zrelost.
And that you cannot force.
I to ne možete se na to prisiliti.
But if you act forgiving, that after some time you will actually be blessed, that if you act forgiving on the intellectual platform, after some time you will be blessed with the real forgiveness which comes from the heart.
Ali ako opraštate na tom intelektualnom nivou, onda ćete nakon nekog vremena biti blagosloveni da oprostite i na nivou srca.
We hear that the most advanced devotees always think themselves, think that others, all others are more advanced than them.
I mi čujemo da najnapredniji bhakte, oni uvek misle da su svi drugi napredniji od njih.
And these are uttama bhaktas.
I to se dešava u slučaju uttama bhakte.
They also understand that really nothing and no one can work without the control of Krishna.
A oni također shvataju da niko i ništa ne može da funkcioniše bez Krišnine kontrole.
Our sadhu who filled the boat with water was on that level.
I naš sadhu koji je ponovo punio čamac vodom je bio upravo na tom nivou.
But the moment you try to imitate this level, you will come to fall.
Ali u trenutku kada poželite da imitirate neko ko je na tom nivou, onda ćete pasti.
I think you should, it's best to have an, to start with a, therefore philosophy is so important. You have to start somewhere.
I upravo zato je filozofija toliko važna, zato što morate početi na nekom, od nekle.
Do you work with computers?
Da li ti radiš nešto sa kompjuterima?
Male. Not at all. Those who work with computers, they know, you know, then you press this button and then whoop, something happens and unexpected. And those who are very simple people like me, they become highly shocked and sometimes angry. What did I do again wrong to you? Why are you always so uncooperative?
Šta se dešava ako imate posla sa kompjuterima, jeste da jednostavno pritisnete neku dugme i on jedan put se onda nešto pojavi na ekranu i vi se onda pitate šta ste sad to učinili. Ako ste tako jednostavna osoba poput mene, onda postanete skroz šokirani i postanete čak i ljudi, pa šta sam sad opet uradio da ovo iskoči.
And I almost become angry and threaten to throw the computer against the wall and kill it forever.
I onda ja postanem tako ljut da već dođem do toga da želim da bacim taj kompjuter o zid i da ga zauvek uništim.
This is very immature.
I ovo je jako nezrelo.
I should be intelligent.
Trebalo bi da budemo inteligentni.
If you press here, then this program zip, comes from the right side to, and zip, does this. It's all calculable. It's all understandable. There's a reason for this.
Znači treba da shvatimo da ako pritisnemo određeno dugme i onda se pojavi neki program sa desne strane, onda da, treba da shvatimo da je to jednostavno tako namešteno. To je nešto što možemo logički da objasnimo.
I shouldn't take it so personal.
I ne bi trebalo da, to da uzimamo tako lično.
This is the same when you act with human beings.
I na taj isti način se dešavaju stvari među ljudskim bićima.
If you don't give your Gaurahari something to eat, he will become your worst enemy, and you know, but you shouldn't be angry at him. You should say, yes, babies need food 15 times a day.
Ako ti svom Gaurahariju ne daš ništa da jede, on normalno je da će on postati ljut na tebe, a ti ne treba da se ljutiš na njega, nego treba da shvatiš, pa da, treba da nahranim svoje dete, verovatno 15 puta dnevno.
6 times a day. I'm not an expert, yes.
Znači 6 puta.
Yeah, yeah.
Koliko god.
This is the intellect, shall we?
I to je taj intelektualni način.
And if you act like this for some time and develop the quality of tolerance, you will actually feel how your heart shines with goodness.
A ako deluješ na taj način izvesno vreme, onda ćeš osetiti kako tvoje srce počinje da blista sa tom odlikom opraštanja i sa tom vrlinom, dobrotom.
And if you can forgive, you will get powerful blessings by the Supreme Lord.
I ako možeš da oprostiš, onda ćeš dobiti moćne blagoslove Gospodina.
Hari is pleased with you when you can forgive.
Hari je zadovoljan tobom ako ti možeš da oprostiš.
Hare Krishna. Atma Bhu. No, Atma Van. You have done a very nice service yesterday. Please give the microphone back where Atma Van is. He's behind you in Nanda Dulal at his book selling table.
Maharaj, thank you very much for this really wonderful and
challenging
yes.
presentation. Yes.
From this class, and I would like to ask you regarding these principles, principle regarding criticism, that if someone criticizes us or we criticize the other part, and you know this exchange, yeah. And with bad habits and good bhakti sukriti. You know which happened, but I want to ask you what's happened with if this is present sometimes between the persons who are closely connected, like between husband and wife, because it's happened that wife or husband criticize the other part, and you know, and also between like parents and children, because also this happened. Such experience with my parents, at least. I don't know the other devotees. So is it the same principles, or it is somehow some kind of like pact arrangement? They share all, I mean, good and bad things. how this function for this closely related persons.
Mm-hmm. Please speak in Croatian. Serbian, yes.
Koliko je to aktualno među osobama koje su jače karmički povezane, znači i naročito između muža i žene, odnosno između dece i roditelja, jer ja lično imam takvo iskustvo sa mojim roditeljima, na primjer, naročito. Pa me zna da li je to, da li oni sve dele već, kako da kažem, da li je to već neki paket aranžman ili ipak funkcioniš ovaj princip.
Paket aranžment, yeah. Admavan Prabhu, I know the principle, and the principle is whenever you focus on the bad qualities, you give the evil more strength to develop.
Ja ću ti sada reći princip o kome se tu radi. Kada god se usresrediš na loše stvari, onda jednostavno tom zlu daješ više snage.
In a communication with any person, if I concentrate on what he does well, he will most properly develop the well things.
I u komunikaciji sa bilo kojom osobom, ako se ja usredsredim na one stvari koje on radi dobro, onda ono što će se najvjerovatnije desiti jeste da će on razviti upravo te dobre osobine, dobre stvari.
And the atmosphere between us will become wonderful and supportive.
I onda će atmosfera među nama biti jako divna i puna podrške.
And when I concentrate on what is done bad, I give strength to the bad things.
A kada se ja skoncentrišem na ono što je loše, onda dajem snagu lošim stvarima.
Once in Heidelberg I gave a lecture about the problems of illicit sex.
Jednom sam u Heidelbergu dao lekciju o problemima nezakonitog seksa.
And I preached so strong, there were many students.
I ja sam onda propovedao tako snažno i to je bilo jako puno studenata.
In my heart I was sure that no one would ever again touch even in their thoughts illicit sex.
I onda sam ja u svom srcu bio potpuno siguran da niko od njih nikada neće čak ni u svojim mislima taći taj nedozvoljeni seks.
I described exactly in detail how there is can be physical diseases and also mental diseases if you do it.
I onda sam ja jako detaljno opisao kako se sve bolesti mogu na taj način dobiti, uključujući i mentalne bolesti.
How the feelings of self-respect and respect for the other persons come down.
I kako se osjećanje samopoštovanja i poštovanja za drugih smanjuje.
I really thought it was my best atom bomb against the greatest attachment of material nature.
Ja sam onda stvarno mislio da je to moja najveća atomska bomba protiv tog najvećeg čulnog zadovoljstva.
Afterwards, some of the students came to me.
I nakon nekog vremena ti učenici su mi prišli.
They said, so, how was it?
Ja sam rekao, pa, kako je bilo?
You talked so much about illicit sex, now we just feel we should do it.
Ti si toliko pričao o tom nedozvoljenom seksu da mi sad osjećamo da mi to treba da uradimo.
I go in a movie or do something illicit.
Ja sada želim da odem u bioskop ili da uradim nešto nedozvoljeno.
And there I noticed, oh my God, I must talk more about Krishna.
I onda sam ja primetio, pa ja bi trebalo više da govorim o Krišni.
When you talk about negative, when you focus your mind on negative things, always negativity is a result.
Kada usredsredite svoj um na negativne stvari, negativnost je uvek rezultat toga.
You are conscious of Krishna and of Gaura Hari.
Trebate biti svesni Krishna i Gaura Harija.
I will now give you the ultimate advice for child education.
I ja ću ti sada dati konačni savjet za obrazovanje deteta.
Whenever the child does something good, praise it.
Kad god dete uradi nešto dobro, ti onda to ceni, slavi.
He will do more and more good.
I onda će on raditi više i više dobrih stvari.
But if your child does something bad, which he will do when he is in the age, and you only concentrate on this, you never talk about the good things, he will do more and more bad things.
a kada to isto dete dođe u izvesno doba i počne da radi neke stvari koje su loše i ti skoncentrišneš svoju pažnju samo na te stvari, onda će ona početi da radi još više loših stvari.
Why?
Zašto?
Because you have just rewarded his bad activity with a priceless jewel of your full attention, which the child wants so much.
Zato što si upravo nagradio to njegovo loše ponašanje tim neprocenjivim draguljem svoje pune pažnje, a to je upravo ono što dete želi.
Whatever you reward, that will increase.
I šta god da nagradiš, to će se povećati.
You could see here the devotees, they were praised for the good things which they have done. And Vishada said, I will do much more. And Guneshwara said, my heart is also very good now. I will spread Krishna consciousness like what? Have you seen? It's immediate. It has its magic.
I da li ste videli sinoć kada smo ovde slavili mnoge bakte, na primjer Vishada Prabhu, on je rekao ja ću sad učiniti još bolje stvari, još više, i Jai Guneshwara Prabhu, on je isto rekao, moje srce je sada puno, ja želim da uradim još nešto po tom pitanju, i to je poput magije.
See, we Hare Krishna devotees have many rules and regulations what we things which we shouldn't do.
Vidite, mi Hare Krishna Bhakte, mi imamo jako puno pravila šta ne bi trebalo da radimo.
And many of us have become very afraid and negative.
I mnogi od nas su postali jako uplašeni i jako negativni.
When they preach, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that.
I kada čujemo propovedi, nemoj da radiš ovo, nemoj da radiš ono, ovo, ono, nemoj da radiš.
No, it's better to say, do this, chant, Hare Krishna, Gaurahari, everything.
Ne, bolje reći, mantraj Hare Krishna, mantraj Goranga.
Then you feed the positive things, the spiritual things, and it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger.
Onda vi jednostavno hranite te duhovne stvari i onda one postaju sve veće i veće.
How do you feed energies?
Kako hranite energije?
By giving them attention.
Tako što im dajete pažnju.
Krishna. This is what I know. Thank you. What else? There was another person, Mahaprabhuji, and then Syamamayi, and then Rishabha.
Thank you, Maharaj, always choosing relevant topics for discussion. I think actually it seems to be very clear for two sides, like those who are criticized, they cannot even just be indifferent towards that and hiding themselves. They should be forgiving and try to consciously think about forgiving that person and so on. That's quite clear, and we should not react. And also another person who is criticizing, you should not do it, obviously, because he's getting reaction for that. But I think it's like very relevant, equally relevant for those who are looking at that, absorbing situation, and who are actually entangled. Also, we know from Shastras, those who are hearing criticism, they're also getting reaction and so on. We are living in quite close society, and can you kindly explain just a few words, like how other people should, how we should actually help those who are criticizing to not continue like that, and give them to somehow inspire them to give up that bad habit, and how to protect innocent people in our society, like by criticized by others, to not be abused in that.
Maybe you can just say these two questions. How can we help those who criticize, and how can we protect those who are criticized? No?
I think Radha Kripa will do better.
How can we help those who criticize, and how can we protect those who are criticized?
Mahaprabhu je postavio pitanje kako mi možemo da pomognemo osobama koje kritikuju, a kako možemo da zaštitimo one koji su kritikovani.
I found out those who are criticizing have usually some bitterness in their heart, some dissatisfaction.
Ja sam otkrio da najčešće oni koji kritikuju imaju neku gorčinu ili nezadovoljstvo u srcu.
And if these critics can just see good examples in Krishna consciousness, they lose their critical mentality.
I onda ako te osobe koje kritikuju vide neke dobre primere u svesnosti Krišne, onda oni izgube taj mentalitet.
I have seen, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj said about this his experience when very critical devotees came to Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj when he was in his last weeks, so to say, with us.
I Radhanath Maharaj mi je rekao da je on upravo tako nešto iskusio kada su Bhakti Tirtha Maharaju došli neki bhakti koji su ga kritikovali i to u tim njegovim poslednjim nedeljama.
And Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj talked so lovingly and so such advanced good Krishna consciousness that the critics all critical, there was this group of critical devotees, I think 10 or so, who were, they left all in good spirits.
I onda je Bhakti Tirtha govorio sa tim osobama sa toliko puno ljubavi, u toliko jednom dobrom stanju svesnosti Krišne, da su onda svi ti kritičari kojih je bilo negde oko desetak, da su oni svi otišli u dobrom raspoloženju.
Let us look into our own heart when we feel the need to criticize devotees and the devotional process and so on.
Hajde da sada pogledamo u svoje srce kada mi imamo potrebu da kritikujemo bhakte ili proces predanog služenja.
We all often do this when we feel dissatisfied ourselves.
I mi to jako često činimo kada smo sami sobom nezadovoljni.
Criticism often comes out of enviousness, and enviousness is described to be a dissatisfaction in one's own heart.
I taj ta kritika uglavnom dolazi od zavisti koju osjećamo u srcu, a ta zavist dolazi od toga što nismo zadovoljni.
I have bad feelings about others when I have bad feelings about myself and my own life.
Ja imam loše osjećanje o drugima onda kada imam loše osjećanje o sebi i o svom sopstvenom životu.
A satisfied person will not really engage in bitter criticism.
I osoba koja je zaista zadovoljna se nikada neće opustiti u neku gorku kritiku.
He may say, this can be improved, maybe like this.
I takva osoba će reći, pa dobro, ovo može biti poboljšano na neki način.
So, the critics need really nektar.
I ono što je zaista potrebno onima koji kritikuju jeste nektar.
Nectar in their lives.
Nektar u njihovim životima.
Maybe you are, when I am criticized, then I cannot give my critic the nectar. They may need it to take it from some other source.
Jedino što u slučaju kada sam ja onaj koji je kritikovan, ja onda ne mogu dati taj nektar onima koji me kritikuju, nego ga oni možda moraju dobiti s neke druge strane.
And those people or devotees who are criticized by others and are suffering, we can protect them by giving them enthusiasm and a conviction that what they do is good.
A ljudima ili baktama koji su kritikovani možemo pomoći na taj način što ćemo im dati entuzijazam i ubeđenje da je ono što rade dobro.
I do remember that I was very sensitive to the criticism in the newspaper leveled against our movement in Germany.
Ja se sećam da sam ja bio jako osetljiv na kritike u novinama koje su bile usmjerene na naš pokret u Nemačkoj.
When I was a new devotee, I sometimes took it really to heart.
I kada sam bio novi bhakta, ja sam te stvari nekada uzimao stvarno k srcu.
I mean, if there is one article after the other which is bad, maybe we are bad.
I mislim, ako postoji jedan i opet još jedan članak u kojem smo mi opisani kao loši, možda smo onda zaista loši.
This was when I was very young in Krishna consciousness.
I to je bilo kada sam bio jako mlad u svesnosti Krishna.
And I remember I took so much courage when I heard from Srila Prabhupada a lecture about how the materialists can never understand the devotees.
I onda se sećam da sam dobio toliko puno hrabrosti kada sam čuo lekciju Šila Prabhupada u kojoj on kaže kako materialisti nikada ne mogu razumeti bhakte.
And that is our duty to disturb the envious.
I da je naša dužnost da uznemirimo one koji su zavidni.
I became very convinced.
Ja sam postao jako ubeđen.
It helped me very much because my conviction was strengthened, and in this way I could deal with criticism.
Ja sam onda postao, onda mi je to dalo snage, postao sam jako ubeđen i mogao sam na neki način da se ophodim sa tom kritikom.
Now what I have, my answers which I give are typical Sachinandan Swami answers. They are very spiritual.
I sada ovim svi moji savjeti koje ja dajem, to su tipični Sachinandan Swami savjeti, što znači da su svi veoma transcendentalni.
But I acknowledge that sometimes in a situation where criticism is leveled, it is necessary to do some mediation between the two groups.
Ali ja također priznajem da u određenim slučajevima oko te kritike onda je potrebno neko posredovanje između dve strane.
But my dear devotees, because I'm a swami, a sannyasi, and a spiritual person, I feel my duty in talking to you is to give the spiritual perspective.
Ali moji dragi bhakte, kako sam ja sannyasi s vami, onda ja osjećam da je moja dužnost da vam govorim o duhovnim stvarima.
I don't have another perspective because that's my life.
Ja nemam neku drugačiju perspektivu zato što je to moj život.
But I acknowledge at the same time that sometimes we need some communication skills. Sometimes this criticism and counter-criticism is there because of not good communication.
Ali ja također priznajem da nam je potrebna dobra komunikacija u izvesnim slučajima, jer ponekad dolazi do tog kritikovanja i uzvraćanja na kritike samo zato što nema dobre komunikacije.
Prabhupada was often encouraging the communication between critical devotees.
I Šrila Prabhupada je jako često ohrabrivao komunikaciju između bhakta koji su se međusobno kritikovali.
Hare Krishna. Shyama Mayi, reci. Your microphone is coming? Yes. It is just now. It is walking towards you, the microphone.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your wonderful seminar. And I was thinking sometimes I'm thinking, this person is criticizing me, and this is my test. I should remain tolerant, and somehow I have in my mind that this is this person's bad fortune and not good for him or for her. And then out of that attitude, some kind of pride develops, like, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm now doing the right thing, like tolerating it, but at the same time consider myself higher than that person. So doing the right thing, but with the wrong attitude. So how to rectify this pride, this bad attitude? Prevod, oprosti. Ponekad razmišljam, kada me osoba kritikuje, a ovo je moj test i trebam da ga na neki način izdržim i podnesem, i imam to razumijevanje da ne treba da se sad bacim u vatru, ali istovremeno se razvija neka vrsta ponosa, kao ova osoba sada zbog svog neznanja ili loše sreće me kritikuje i to je loše za nju, ja ću biti tolerantna i time se razvija taj ponos da sam kao bolja od te osobe. Zapravo radim pravu stvar, ali sa lošim stavom. Kako da ispravim taj loš stav?
You speak very clearly, yes. There's nothing wrong, in my opinion, to see if something is wrong.
Po mom shvatanju nema ničeg lošeg u tome da vidimo da je nešto pogrešno.
What is wrong is, yes, as you said, to develop the wrong attitude.
A ono što je pogrešno jeste upravo kao što si rekla, razviti pogrešan stav.
I see human relations often as you know, it's like a meeting between two people, two universes.
Ja često ljudske odnose vidim kao susret između dve osobe, između dva univerzuma.
And it should be a beneficial meeting.
I to bi trebalo da bude susret koji će biti, koji će doneti dobrobit.
And whenever the two universes again move aside from each other, none of the universe should have wounds.
I kada se onda opet ta univerzuma razdvoje, nijedan od njih ne bi trebalo da ima rane.
None of the universes should have material contaminations from the meeting.
Nijedan od ta dva univerzuma ne bi trebalo da ima materijalne kontaminacije od tog susreta.
If I move away, if I have an interaction with someone and then if I move away and I'm proud, I have developed an infection in the meeting from that from that meeting.
I ako ja u tom odnosu i nakon tog odnosa imam izvestan ponos u svom u sebi, onda to znači da sam jednostavno postao zaražen od tog susreta.
I should go clean out of the contact and not only clean, elevated, happy, inspired.
Ja bi trebalo da izađem čist iz tog kontakta i ne samo čist, već uzvišen i entuzijastičan i srećan.
If I'm moving with pride away from someone or with lusty emotions away from someone, then I have become negatively influenced by that.
A kod nekog odlazim sa nekim negativnim osjećanjima ili pun požude, to onda znači da sam razvio neku negativnost.
In every, after every interaction, Shyama Mayi, look at yourself and in your heart. Is it a pure heart or are there contaminations?
I nakon svake interakcije sa nekim, onda ti Shyama Mayi možeš da pogledaš u svoje srce i da se zapitaš da li je moje srce čisto ili su u njemu izvesne kontaminacije.
If you are, if there's a contamination, you have allowed the other person to hurt you.
A ako u tvom srcu neka kontaminacija, onda to znači da si dozvolila drugoj osobi da te povredi.
Don't do this.
Nemoj to da radiš.
Hare Krishna. Our last question is for we have to go by to Vishnu. Vishnu, yours is the very last question. Or do you have to run away for your? You have to go now. She can wait. Dobro. Oh, Rishabha, you have gently given your microphone to the. It is your choice. Yes, Vishnu, you have now the microphone. So,
okay.
Vishnu has to catch a bus or something. She's always in the last minute. So, yes, last minute, Vishnu, please speak.
Okay, I had a question about critic. Can you hear me? Okay. I have one question about criticism, and I'm not sure if it's right. Like, if we criticize someone in a manner of good, we see that someone is doing something wrong, and we approach that person and say it. Is it bad? Is it in this relationship, like you said, this relation that we are receiving the bad karma of the other, or not? It's just like in good manner, or... And the same like others, if they see that we are doing something wrong and approach us and say it, criticizing, sometimes even a little bit, you know, in their own way, maybe a little heavier or whatever, but you can see that it's in a good manner. They want you good. Like, is it the same?
Karmic like, exchange, yes. Would you like to say it in Serbian also?
Yes. Moje pitanje je bilo da ako recimo priđemo nekoj osobi sa dobrim stavom, znači da želimo toj osobi dobro i kritikujemo ili vidimo da nešto radi pogrešno ili kontra, ako recimo neko nama priđe i kaže da kritikuje nas jer smo nešto pogrešno uradili, ali to radi u, sa željom da nam, eto, da nam pomogne, da nas ispravi, da li je to loše, da li je to isto u relaciji loše karme ili ne.
I will take your question to bring out some principles.
Ja ću sad uzeti ovo tvoje pitanje kako bih vas doveo do nekih principa.
What is the most important interchange between devotees?
Šta je najvažnija razmena među baktama?
In the old times I've heard to correct each other.
U neko davno vreme to je bilo to da jedni druge ispravljamo.
Is that really true?
I da li je to stvarno istina?
Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur says devotees' main business in each other's lives is to encourage each other.
A Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, on kaže da je glavni posao bhakta u međusobnoj razmeni da ohrabruju jedni drugi.
Fixing on the good sides. You do this, wow, I've seen this, is there, there's this potential in you, you can do that.
I da treba da se usredsredimo na dobre strane nekoga i da mu kažemo, aha, video sam kako si to lepo uradio i ovo je tvoj dobar potencijal i možeš to da uradiš.
If you want to help a person, it's best to help him increase the good things in his life and by encouragement.
I ako želite da pomognete osobi, onda je najbolje da je pomognete na taj način što ćete je ohrabriti da povećate dobre stvari u svom životu.
It is said that Vaishnava usually never sees a mistake.
I kaže se da Vaishnava nikada ne vidi grešku.
He sees always the good and focuses on the good and encourages this good.
Kaže se da Vaishnava uvek vidi samo dobro i da se onda usredsredi na to dobro i to dobro ohrabruje.
Seeing faults is the expertise of the materialist.
A viđenje grešaka je stručnost materialista.
The Vaishnava, in other words, is adosha darshan. Dosha means it's not a preparation. There is also a dosha. It means adosha darshan. He doesn't see mistakes.
I Vaishnava jednostavno ne vidi nikakve greške.
It's new for us, I know.
I to je novo za nas, ja znam.
Therefore, I said in my seminar, I will teach you new things.
I zato sam ja i rekao na svom seminaru da će vas naučiti novim stvarima.
Only the guru is dosha darshan.
I samo guru je dosha darshan.
He sees only mistakes of his disciples.
I on vidi samo greške svojih učenika.
That's why he gets his prasadam.
I to je razlog zbog koga on dobija svoj prasadam.
You didn't do that right. Why are you still so neophyte?
On kaže, opet si to uradio pogrešno. Pa zašto si još uvek takav početnik?
When will you ever think?
Kada ćeš ikada početi da razmišljaš?
This is the thankless duty of the poor guru.
I ovo je nezahvalna dužnost jadnog guru.
Now, after I have established the unusual principle, which is totally different from what we are accustomed to,
i nakon što sam ustanovio ovaj novi princip koji se potpuno razlikuje od svega na što smo navikli,
I would like to say that it is necessary sometimes to lovingly help a person to see his mistakes.
Ja bih vam rekao da je nekada neophodno pomoći osobi na način pun ljubavi kako bi ona ispravila svoje greške.
And in ISKCON we often have that saying that if nobody criticizes you, most probably they are all afraid of your false ego.
A u ISKCONu mi imamo tu izreku da ako vas niko ne kritikuje, onda to najverovatnije znači da vas se svi plaše.
Yes. They are afraid of your false ego.
Da se svi plaše vašeg lažnog ega.
But my dear devotees, it's so important for me to establish first and foremost the principles of Vaishnava life.
Ali dragi bakte, ono što je meni najvažnije jeste da pre svega ustanovim te principe vaishnavskog života.
The Vedic scriptures always teach on two levels.
Vedski spisi uvek poučavaju na dva nivoa.
One is the alokika level, that is the transcendental level.
Jedan je taj transcendentalni nivo.
The level on which we are all spiritual souls on our journey back home, back to Godhead.
I to je nivo na kome smo svi mi duhovne duše koje su na svom putu nazad kući Bogu.
The level where we are all children of eternity.
Nivo na kome smo svi deca večnosti.
And then the Vedic scriptures also talk about the lokika level, the human level.
A onda također verski spisi oni govore i o tom ljudskom nivou.
At this moment in our movement, the human level is often more interesting to devotees than the transcendental level.
I u ovom trenutku u našem pokretu često se dešava da taj ljudski nivo mnogo zanimljiviji za bhakte od tog transcendentalnog nivoa.
The devotees want to know how to translate the high Vedic concept into their own human experience.
I bhakte žele da znaju kako da prevedu te uzvišene vedske koncepte u svoje ljudsko iskustvo.
And therefore they need some help of psychological things, communicative knowledge.
I zato je onda njima potrebna nekakva pomoć u vidu neke psihologije ili nekih veština komuniciranja.
And on that level it is highly important to also correct and accept correction.
I na tom nivou je također jako važno prihvatiti kritiku i ispraviti korekciju i ispraviti se.
In the old times, the world was controlled by the church.
U staro doba, svet je bio kontrolisan od strane crkve.
The strong eyes, helped by the binoculars of the priestly group, even went into the most private details of the sleeping room of husband and wife.
I te prodorne oči,
you can say it less poetically, the church even looked into the bedrooms of their followers.
I crkva čak gledala i u sobe svojih sledbenika.
Everything was controlled.
I sve je bilo kontrolisano.
Then people in the medieval Europe found out, Slobodan, Slobodan, please, some Slobodan.
I onda su ljudi u srednjovekovnoj Evropi otkrili neka sloboda nam je potrebna.
And then a new period came, the Renaissance, where free expression of the intellect was appreciated. Art developed, beautiful architecture, with very elaborate decorative
I onda je došla nova doba renesanse gde je na snagu stupila ta moć izražavanja i onda se razvila predivna umetnost, predivna arhitektura, razne dekoracije.
In the words of the historians, finally Europe awoke to its senses.
I onda rečima istoričara, najzad se Evropa dozvala svojim čulima. No, ne, svom razumu, svom razumu.
This happens at the present moment also in the Hare Krishna movement.
I to se u ovom trenutku također dešava u Hare Krishna pokretu.
You can't believe how everything was, like Shiri said, then we received the order from the central government in Zagreb to open a temple in Belgrade, yes.
I vi jednostavno ne možete ne da poverujete kako je sve to izgledalo, kao što je Čedi rekao, i onda smo dobili naredbu od vrhovnog štaba iz Zagreba da otvorimo templu u Beogradu.
Everything was explained by our philosophy and you had to follow and surrender or be out.
I sve je bilo objašnjeno našom filozofijom i vi je trebalo da se predate i da sledite ili ste van.
It's like in the medieval Europe.
I to je poput srednjovekovne Evrope.
When you did not follow the thoughts of the church, you had to run to not be caught by the Inquisition.
Kada niste sledili reči crkve, onda ste morali da pobegnete da ne bi bili uhvaćeni od strane Inkvizicije.
We talked about this, Matsya Avatar taught me this, that all the intellectuals in medieval times were constantly moving. There was a reason why, because if the church would catch them thinking independently from their dictates, they were in trouble.
I mi smo razgovarali o tome, na primjer Matija Avatar, pravo u Italiji, on mi je rekao da su svi intelektualci u srednjem dobu stalno bežali zato što ako bi bilo otkriveno da oni nezavisno misle, onda bi bili progonjeni i suđeno im je.
So, an analogy can be made between the history of Europe and the history within our movement.
možemo napraviti jednu analogiju između istorije srednjeg vreka i istorije našeg pokreta.
But I feel this analogy is not entirely correct because in the old times we didn't do things the way, we were immature and did not know how to apply correctly the philosophy.
Ali ja također mislim da ta analogija nije potpuno adekvatna zato što mi u to staro doba nismo ispravno razumeli, nismo umeli da primenimo filozofiju.
The whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness is based on free choice.
I čitava filozofija svesnosti Krišne se zasniva na slobodnom izboru.
In the Bhagavad Gita the Lord does not give one way. He says you can do yoga, you can do karma, you can do jnana.
I u Bhagavad Giti gospodin Krišna ne daje jedan način, već on kaže možeš da radiš jogu, možeš da radiš karmu, možeš da radiš jnanu.
Because people differ in their developments.
Zato što se ljudi razlikuju u svom razvoju.
So I think in this movement we must maybe learn to respect our philosophy better, to understand it better.
Ja mislim da u ovom našem pokretu mi treba da naučimo da razumemo bolje svoju filozofiju.
Freedom of choice.
Sloboda izbora.
No one should do something which the voice of his conscience, not consciousness, conscience does not agree with.
I niko ne bi trebalo da radi ono sa čime se glas njegove savesti ne slaže.
That was a quotation from Srila Prabhupada. From Bhaktivinoda Thakura, sorry.
I to je bio citat od Šila od Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
Freedom.
Sloboda.
Slobodan. No, Slobodan. Yes. So now we come back to Vesna's question.
I sada se vraćamo u Vesninom pitanju.
It's good to keep the two levels, a knowledge of the two levels.
I jako je dobro imati u vidu znanje o oba ova nivoa.
On a transcendental level, what I said about fixing on the positive sides of another person is true.
Na ovom transcendentalnom nivou, ono što sam rekao o usređivanju naše pažnje na dobre stvari kod drugih, to je istina.
And on the human level, which is a very important level to all of us except the one pure devotee amongst us.
A na ljudskom nivou, koji je jako značajan za sve nas ovde, osim jedinog čistog bhakte ovde među nama.
Which is Ojashvi.
Koji je Ojashvi?
I wanted to say, I shouldn't say it like this, because one can misunderstand it. Only the very high pure devotees who are in raga bhakti can always be on the transcendental platform.
Nije trebalo da kažem na ovaj način zato što bi neko mogao pogrešno da shvati ono što sam želeo da kažem, da samo osobe na jako visokom nivou koji slede raga bhakti, da oni uvek mogu biti na tom nivou.
We ordinary people, we have to integrate Krishna consciousness in our human experience.
A mi obični ljudi, mi treba nekako da integrišemo svesnost Krišne u naše ljudsko iskustvo.
While keeping the transcendental goal in mind.
Dok za isto vreme čuvamo taj transcendentalni cilj u umu.
Bhaktin Vesna, I took your question and made much, it was a, you wanted a simple answer, but it's somewhere there also. I wanted to really put light on the whole subject.
Vesna, ja sam sad uzeo ovo tvoje...
The background of the question. Yeah.
Uzeo sam osnovu tog tvog pitanja i onda sam ga iskoristio kako bi doneo, izneo na svetlo neke druge poente.